Welcome back to the Lock & Lock Sports Betting Podcast. As you guys know, I like to put out tons of content, and when I put out one bonus episode, there's only more to follow. Here is the storytelling episode, episode six. Episode two for today, Thursday, November 14th. Hope you enjoy the story. It's a story about my first arrest, what happened before, after, during, and how I dealt with it. Enjoy this stupid story from when I was 18 years old. Don't know how I got into telling this story. I was literally trying to do a 10-minute intro for an episode, and this is what happened. So, enjoy. I was creative that day. If you don't enjoy, oh well. I tried. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Loggy Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing? This episode is part two for Tuesday. Sorry for the background noise. It happens. New York City, goddammit. I'm walking to work, so you guys got to deal with that. It's funny because a lot of the feedback I get from most of you guys, from a lot of you guys actually, is I really enjoy when you walk through through New York City and Times Square, and there's that background music, and you get really pissed at the background noise. Well, you guys and the people walking in front of you and all that shit. Well, there's a truck right on cue. I'm glad you guys enjoy that because it fucking drives me nuts for real. Like, I'm not even kidding you guys. I've spent so much time in Midtown Manhattan, especially namely Times Square area, because it started in 2006, right? You guys know that I'm not trying to become a stand-up comedian. I do it as a hobby. I enjoy doing it, and I put a lot of effort into it. It's all I'm trying to do, basically, with that. If something happens, like I fucking get a stand-up special on HBO, which is not gonna happen, but if that does happen down the line, all right, if something happens big, so be it. But I'm not aiming for that by any means. It's just something I love to do, just like this podcast. You know, I'm a creative person. Anyway, 2006, I moved out to California, San Diego, from North Jersey / New York City area, when I was 18, late 18 or 19, early 19, one or the other. That was some lady just fell right in front of me, right on her face. That's the other benefit of being in New York City. You see stuff like that. I feel kind of bad, but not really, because she's obviously high on some kind of drug, and she just fell. Got you guys, oh man. Oh, I wish I had that on video so you guys could see it. This chick was just, I have to cut myself off and talk about this. This chick was just walking right in front of me. She came up to like where the curb is. It's like a half inch, like little tiny thing, and she tripped over it. But the way she fell was hilarious. You know how when like you fall, like us manly men and probably females who listen to this who are not fucking completely and totally out of shape and high on drugs. If you fall, excuse me, I'm getting sick. I'm coughing a lot. Excuse me. But when you fall, you brace yourself with your hands and your arms. Now, granted, you might break your wrist or something, but that's what normal people do. That's what happens as an instinct, as a reaction, so you don't fall flat on your face and break your entire face. Well, that didn't happen for her. She fell flat on her face, and her face was all busted up. Oh, man. Yeah, I feel a little bit bad, but again, listen, man. If you're going to get high and you're going to be fucking retarded. Sorry, I shouldn't use the word retarded. That's not cool. But whatever. She fell right out. It was funny the way she fell. Anyway, sorry. Don't take offense to that. It was funny. If you saw it, you'd laugh too. And I'm not the type of person that laughs at when people fall. But that shit was fucking funny the way she fell. Okay. It's like shtick humor. What was I saying? Fuck, I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, I was talking about... Oh, yeah. So when I was like 19... I guess 19. Yeah, I would say 19. Basically what happened... I'll get specific. I'll talk about it really quickly. When I was 18, I was driving through Northern Jersey. I was driving through this really, really kind of uppity, kind of white fucking suburban town. I had my girlfriend in my car. It was my 2001 Honda Civic. I can't remember. Maybe it was my 93 before I got my 2001. Anyway, it was me and my ex-girlfriend, my high school girlfriend, that I was with overall for like 8 years. Fucking terrible person, human being. She's a piece of shit. Anyway, she was hot though. But anyway, we were on our way. We're driving, you know, innocent fun. You know, we got a bag of weed. earlier in the night. And back then, like, literally, you guys, you know, when you're in high school and you don't know about really drugs yet, you buy a bag of weed, you spend $10 on it, you get what the fucking guy gives you. And back then, like nowadays, you spend 10 bucks on a bag of weed. Over here, anyway, I don't know how it is across the country, but in New York City, if you spend $10 on a bag of weed, you're getting like almost a gram of bud. You know what I'm saying? Back then, this guy, and it was the best weed we can get, and it was really the only weed we get. You know, when you're 18, it's hard to get connections like that. So I got a bag of weed. It was a dime bag. It was 0.3 of a gram, you guys. 0.3 of a gram. So long story short, we're driving. We're going to have some innocent fun. Granted, we're going to get high as fuck after, but maybe even before. I'm not sure. But we were driving to play Counter-Strike. Now, I've told you guys stories on the storytelling episodes of how fucking good I was at video games and especially Counter-Strike during this time. This is part of the reason why. As opposed to being 18 and listen, me and my girlfriend were together for a while at this point, so you better believe, you know, we were getting down, son, you know what I mean? yeah, so like as an 18-year-old male, you know, just through puberty, long story, you know, we should have been fucking, basically, instead of going to play fucking Counter-Strike, like two fucking nerds. But you can only do that so much. So I used to enjoy going to play Counter-Strike with my boys, and it became such a fucking thing that I still wanted to spend time with her. I did like spending time with her, don't get me wrong. But she, you know, she started being like, hey, let me go play Counter-Strike with you. And this fucking girl actually got pretty good at Counter-Strike. But whatever. That just backs up the story I told you in the storytelling show, you guys. I got so fucking good at Counter-Strike. I'm not going to get back into it because I listened back to that one, to that storytelling one, and it was basically like me just bragging how fucking good I was. And like every other sentence was, I was fucking good, you guys. But I really was. Anyway. So I get pulled over, but I don't really, this is so fucked up. It wasn't even like a legitimate pullover. It was like what happened was, so I'm driving through this like ritzy ass fucking bullshit town, Cliffside Park, New Jersey. And the fucking street that I have to go up, I only know one way how to get there. You know, this is before GPS and all that stuff. We still have flip phones, I think, at this point. So if anything, I was reading maps, if anything. So the street that we had to go up was Palisade Avenue, right? And the whole street for like three blocks ahead of us was blocked off by like fire engines and ambulances and shit. So basically there was a cop there, told you to make a left. So I made the left down the street that I was unfamiliar with. And me being a fucking idiot, and not really, I mean, it's basically what you would fucking do, basically. You would, I went into a parking lot, right? It was an empty parking lot, maybe one car in the back of it. I pulled in and then I backed out. That was my one mistake. I backed out. I make like a K-turn. Backed out back onto the street so I can go back into the street, go back the opposite way I just came, and make a right instead of going left, which would bring me to the Counter-Strike place, so I can make a right and then go back, backtrack, and then find another way to get there, right? So, long story short, I'm not going to fucking hang on. Let this truck pass. Jesus Christ. Loud-ass truck. Looking back, I'm just going to cut this story short. I'll do it on a storytelling show, maybe. But one of the things I noticed looking back, being smarter and noticing later on as time went by, there was no fire. There was no fucking emergency on that street. They just blocked that off so that they can get people doing exactly what I did and give them tickets, right? So as soon as I start backing up, boop, 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 I get pulled over. Okay, so I found out later this cop was an ex-New York City cop. He just came over to New Jersey and was trying to make a name for himself. Really great. Like, that's my luck in a nutshell. That's my life luck in a nutshell, right? So I have like a cigar in the fucking handle, you know, under like my window in the door handle. And the fucking cop's like, what's the Philly blunt for, son? And I'm like, I like to smoke weed here and there, officer. And he's like, you have any weed on you now, son? And he was obviously like so fucking hyped up. He's probably on cocaine. Looking back, like, I'm going to talk more about him at the end of the story. Just real quick. I'm going to tighten this up. It's only 8 minutes and a half. You'll be fine. This is an enjoyable story anyway. So, fucking, he goes, what's the Philly blunt for, son? Actually, I didn't say because I like to smoke weed. I was a smart ass at this time in my life. And I said, Officer, it's not a Philly blunt. It's actually a Dutch Master. I would never smoke a Philly blunt. And boom, my girl smacks me like, oh, you fucking idiot. That's the worst thing you could have said. Which, looking back, it was. But fuck this guy, man. You're going to be an asshole. I'm going to be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I would never smoke a Philly blunt at this point. I've been smoking weed now when I'm 18 for fucking 3 years now. And I would never smoke a Philly blunt at this time, at this age. I switched to Dutch Masters, and they're way far superior to smoke weed in, blunts in. Okay, so now he's like, you got weed on you too, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, officer. And listen, this is where I fucked up, because I thought, listen, my whole family were police officers. My dad was a cop for 14 years till he got arrested. My grandfather was the highest, like I told you that in that one story, he was deputy chief, the highest you can possibly be in my neighborhood. Then he got arrested. My aunt was a cop. She got arrested for selling fireworks. It's crazy. My whole family is corrupt cops, essentially. And I thought, you know, I was taught by my family, you know, just be honest. You get pulled over for making a fucking right at a stop sign. You didn't stop all the way. Just be honest. Yeah, officer, I deserve a ticket. I mean, if you could give me a break, I'd appreciate it. But yeah, I made a mistake. I didn't stop all fully on the stop sign. So I figured, let me be honest. So I'm like, listen, man. I was like, yeah, basically, I look at my girl, I say, get the weed. She fucking goes into her shit, you know, I'm not going to get more specific with that. Hands me the bag of weed and I hand it to the cop. Now, looking back, man, I should have never said shit. I should have just said, listen, yeah, it's a cigar, man. I fucking smoke cigars. Or, yeah, I smoke weed, but I don't have any weed on me right now, officer. Sorry. Because they never would have found the weed, man. They would have had to bring a female officer to fucking search my girl. And even if they searched her, they probably never would have found it anyway. Like, that shit was hidden, you guys. So looking back, I wish I never would have said that. But I did. So it happened. So I tell my girl to get the weed. She gets the weed out. Tiny little bag. She hands it to me. I hand it right to the cop. As soon as I hand it to him, the fucking doors open. Before the doors open, he's grabbing my wrist through the window. Like, it's so unnecessary. Like, this guy fucking acted like I was selling fucking kilos of heroin. And fucking, I was thrown up. Like, I got arrested for heroin sale. I'm not gonna lie. Which I'm fighting that charge. I got arrested like 2 years ago for selling heroin in New York City. Whatever. I'll tell that story one time too on the storytelling show. Because I got some good stories, you guys. I've saved the best for last, for sure. But yeah, don't spread that around. I did get arrested. I got a felony sales charge I'm dealing with, so whatever. It's all good, baby. We make mistakes, we live and learn. So this guy, like, when I got arrested for this bag of weed, it was less serious when I got arrested for the dope. Like, this dude fucking threw me against the fucking wall. He wanted to tow my car. Thank God, at 18, I was smart enough to call my buddy, my best friend Eric, and I had my girl call him. And he came, and my car was stick shift, so my girl couldn't drive it. And my boy came, my girl drove his car that was automatic. He drove my stick shift car to the police station, or it would have got towed. Anyway, so I'm thrown against the wall. I'm put in the back seat of the car, and I'm in handcuffs at 18 years old. You know, thinking I'm never gonna break the law. Really, and I smoke a little bit of weed. I'm in the back seat of a car at 18 already. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this really, like, am I really getting arrested for less than a half a gram of weed? Sure was. So, I'll make this story short, and then I'm going to talk about the cop real quick of how much of a fucking dick this guy was. So, they bring me to the police station. Like, they can't hold you for under a half a gram of weed for long. They held me for like 2 hours. Fucking cop did the paperwork, 1, 2, 3. My boy brought my car there, and that was it. They let me go. ROR, release on your own recognizance. I'm trying to get to a point of why I moved to California and when I moved back. So, okay, let me speed this up. Jesus Christ, I took the long way for sure. So, I get RR'd, release on your own recognizance, and I get a court date. So I get out of the police station, I go, and now I gotta fucking break this news to my parents. And my girl was so cool, man. Like, we were together so long at this point already, like since freshman year, I guess. So it's already like fucking 4 or 5 years. And we're just barely, I don't even know, I was a senior in high school at this point. Basketball season had just ended, that's right, because I had no practice and that's where we were going to play Counter-Strike. Right. So, and I'm also valet parking on the weekends, like to make some cash, basically to support my weed habit at this point. And so one day, my girl was so cool and we were so close that she had this crazy relationship with my parents already, you know, so... we had a conversation through like AOL Instant Messenger the night before. I had work the next day, so we had this long ass Instant Messenger conversation where I told my girl, I was like, I can't believe this happened, blah blah blah. It's basically me complaining and like being so scared to tell my parents that I'm going to get yelled at and all this shit. I'm going to be in trouble. And I'm at work the next day. I get a call from my parents. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, listen, we know you got arrested. Leanna, your girl, fucking told us. She showed us the instant messenger conversation. Listen, you don't have to be worried. Like, fucking this shit happens. I can't believe you arrested for this little amount. Like, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. We're not mad at you that you smoke weed. We know you smoke weed. It's not that big of a deal. You didn't ruin your life. It's just a small misdemeanor. I ruined my life later with the felony. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a big deal. And they basically talked to me, and it was cool, man. It was all good. Like, I wasn't a bad kid, so it was all good. I got all stressed out for no reason. So, long story short, for that charge, I go to court like 3 or 4 times. The fourth time I go to court, the judge is like, you got to pay $800 in fines, plus you got to get 6 months probation, right? So I was such a fucking pothead. You guys know I'm a recovering drug addict at this point. I've been clean like 5 months almost. Yay me. And it was already fully bloomed in me. So like, they gave me 6 months probation. Like fucking, okay, 15 minutes. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm not going to go longer than 20. 6 months probation. I'm actually going to save this. This was going to be Tuesday, November 5th intro for the college basketball tip-off season. But I'm just going to save it now as like a storytelling segment part. Yeah, I guess so. I'll do that. So anyway, about 8 months later, I got 6 months probation. I went to probation 3 times. I pissed dirty 3 times for weed. Couldn't stop smoking weed. Now I'm like 19, early 19, and we're at the mall one time. I'll never forget this conversation with my girl. I look at her, I'm like, listen, I can't stop smoking weed. I don't want to stop smoking weed. Like, I love weed, and I don't want to stop, and I don't have to stop. So fuck this. Let's move, right? The next day, you guys, we made a huge move. We packed up my car, my little 2001 Civic at this point. Pack up the shit, put all the stuff in the car, stuff everything we could fit in the car, get like fucking all the money together we can. And we got like, I think like $1,200 total, and get a half ounce of weed, of course, for the trip. And we jump in my car the next day. We say bye to our parents. That was tough. And we drive out to California with the plans that we were going to move to LA. We're going to ask my cousin out there for help, who he's dead now. He overdosed on heroin. Nice, right? And we get out there. We wind up in San Diego somehow, La Mesa, San Diego. $750 a month apartment. Nice one bedroom, big ass one bedroom. And what I'm trying to say is, moved back here. Wow, I can't believe I fucking went this route to get to this end of this story. The whole beginning of the story was, since 2006, I've been in Times Square, and I fucking went off on this tangent. Insane. So this is 2006 when we moved back. So what happened was, lived out there in California, had a great time. I discovered hard drugs out there. She wound up leaving me like 2 years in. I stayed another year by myself out there, and I moved back in like late 2006. So 2006, I started selling comedy club tickets in Times Square. And that, ever since that day, that's when I started getting annoyed with this crowds and these Times Square people and these cars and all this shit. So what I'm trying to say is, when you hear me bitch and moan about these fucking New York City bullshit things that I have to deal with, especially when I'm trying to record my podcast, that's why. Because it's 13 years of this stuff. It's not like fucking I deal with this shit once in a while. I've been dealing with this shit every single day for 13 years. So, you know, I started selling comedy club tickets in Times Square to like tourists and shit. That's frustrating enough. You can imagine how frustrating that would be. Then I moved on to actually doing the comedy and actually running the teams who sold the tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, I'm still involved with that system. And that's my story for the day. So ignore whatever I said in the beginning of this. Welcome to the Slagalak Sports Betting Podcast. This is Tuesday, November 5th, part 2. Just ignore all that. I'm just going to save this for another episode where I have some time to put it in for a storytelling bit. So hope you enjoyed my story. That's what happened to me. That's my first arrest ever. I got 6 months probation. Said fuck it. Oh, and footnotes. The fucking cop was such a fucking bitch, you guys. First of all, when he brings me to the station, that's that night when I got arrested, right? We walk in, and the first thing the sergeant looks at him and says, first of all, we're walking in, I'm in cuffs. He's fucking dragging me like I'm a fucking mass murderer and shit. And the first cop I see outside is somebody that I know from my family knowing them. And he looks at me and he goes, what are you doing? He grabs my paperwork from the officer. He looks over the paperwork. Then he looks at the cop and he says, what the fuck are you doing? 0.3 of wheat? What? A half a fucking gram of wheat? Get the fuck... Are you seriously arrested? Oh my God. So I knew it was bullshit. right there. As soon as I get to the precinct, we walk into the precinct, we go up the elevator. He makes me face the wall like I'm a fucking mass murderer again, like I'm in prison. That's what they do in jail and prison. They make you face the wall anytime you're in the elevator. And fucking, yeah, so he was a piece of shit. We walk in, the sergeant or the lieutenant, whatever he was, says to him immediately, he's like, why did you arrest this kid? Like, do you really want to do 2 hours of paperwork for fucking this bullshit? And the fucking cop looks at him and goes, absolutely, absolutely. This is how we do it in New York City, baby. We get numbers. And I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. And last bit about this cop, he was such a fucking bitch. First of all, he's off the force. He got fired. I looked up his name like 3 years later. He already got fired like 2 years after this happened. Then my dad, you know, like I told you, was an ex-officer. He brought his badge one time to court, right? And he goes right up to the cop, detective, whatever the fuck he was at this point. You know, the cops go there in suits and ties to, like, you know, whenever they have an arrest, they have to go to court. And they get paid for it really nicely. Fucking scumbags. My dad goes up to him. He introduces himself. He shows him his badge. He goes to shake his hand. This fucking guy puts out his left hand with, like, a limp wrist to shake my dad's hand. Like, that's just so disrespectful. That day, my dad came back to me and said, this guy's a piece of shit. Listen, you did everything right. Don't worry about it. You were truthful. Any real cop would have let you go that night. So don't even worry about this bullshit. It's not that serious. Oh, what I meant to say is I go out to California, by the way. I left this part out. We moved out to California. So my dad calls me maybe 2 years into me living in California, maybe a year and a half in. And now it's like March. I remember it was March because my birthday was coming up. And it was my 21st birthday. So it was already 3 years later, actually, that I just, oh, 2 years later, because it was 19 when I moved. And my dad calls me one day, or I called him. We're talking on the phone one day, and he's like, listen, you're getting all this mail from the court in the mail. You really should just come back and take care of this already. I don't know what's going to happen to you. They might lock you up for like 10 days. They might do this. They might do that. I don't really know what's going to happen, right? So I say, okay, Dad, you're right. Because it's gonna stay on your record forever anyway. Eventually, like, I did get arrested later on in my life. It would have came up. I would have had to deal with it then anyway. It would have been worse. So I decided, okay, fine. I took a flight back for like $200. It was cheap back then. For a weekend, I go back from California to New Jersey. And I go in front of the judge. And the judge says to me, where the hell have you been, Mr. Delaney? And I'm like, Your Honor, listen. I was in, I had a good job opportunity. Like, I lied my ass off, don't get me wrong. Half truth, half lies. You know, I got a good job opportunity in California. I couldn't pass it up. Me and my girlfriend had been wanting to move for a while, and we decided to pack up and we moved out there and we live out there together. And immediately you could see, like, her whole expression changed from, like, mean bitch judge to, oh, really? Interesting. So she goes, where in California? And I told her, you know, San Diego, the location. And she said, oh, wow, my daughter lives out there. That's really cool. Do you enjoy it? Blah, blah, blah. She has like this 10-minute conversation with me, really pleasant, in front of the entire courtroom that's full. And then she goes, the last thing she says is, can you pay your fines today? I couldn't pay my fines today. You know, I didn't have that much money. I had like $200. My dad's in the courtroom. I look back at my dad. He shakes his head, yeah, like, I guess. So I tell the judge, yeah, I think my dad will help me out. And then she starts talking to my dad, like, oh, thanks so much for being here. You know, I can't tell you how many kids this age I see with no parental support. It means a lot that you're here. I really respect that. What I'm going to do is just pay your fines. I can't do anything about the fines. I'm sorry. If I could, I would just tell you, just forget about the fines. But legally, I can't do anything about them. I apologize for that. Pay the fines, and I'm just going to dismiss this case. Boom. All gone. So that's my story about my first time getting arrested. I don't think I told this story yet. I didn't mean to tell this story right now, but I did. So hope you enjoy. Enjoy the rest of the show if there's any more. I don't know what's going to happen with this recording, but I recorded it on Tuesday. No, I recorded it on, yeah, I recorded it Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, with absolutely no intention to go down this route at all for this episode. This was supposed to be a college basketball tip-off first day of the season episode, and it morphed into this. So now I got to save this, rename it, fucking and do the fucking episode now for like the 8th time. I've been trying to do it all day and I just can't do it. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy.